tweet at TodaySOR.
Now, I should say, by the way, or should have said before the break, that we did invite the HSE to respond to those comments of Oisin O'Connell, so far no spokesperson available. Now, we have an update on the coronavirus story. There are now 236 separate outbreaks of the coronavirus in Ireland, linked to 903 confirmed cases. Cases from these clusters account for 20% of all cases here. The figures based on data released by the Health Protection Surveillance Centre today, and according to this latest report, there were 4,443 confirmed cases of the COVID-19 virus up to midnight on Friday last. Now, as we have been hearing, with 40 clusters now present in nursing homes around the country, and that weekend admission by the HSE that some 20% of the consignment of personal protective equipment from China did not reach the required standard, concern for the welfare of staff working on the front line continues. In addition to worrying about their safety at work, medical staff are also reporting serious problems in getting affordable childcare. Phil Ní Hé is General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. She's on the line now. Phil, first of all, that latter issue, the question of childcare, before nurses and other staff can worry about work, they have to get there first. You say many of them are running into a lot of problems finding people to mind their children.
Yes, Sean, this has become a real issue. We have a free phone helpline for our members that we've established. We established it originally to try and act as a conduit of information between where sites were running low on PPE so that we could get that information quickly to the HSE. It has worked, and we're continuing to do that. But a lot of the calls over the past week to our helpline and to our officials are in respect of childcare and the real difficulty our members are now facing, because obviously schools are closed, formal childhood creches are closed. And because our members work 24/7, in other words, they have a lot. They have to put a lot of arrangements in place to get to work, because they don't just work your standard 9-to-5 day. Obviously, they work in the evening, they work overnight. But now they're saying to us that those that can secure somebody to come into their home, it's costing them a lot of money. For example, yesterday, I spoke to a couple of the people who were ringing in through the helpline, and one of our members, it's now costing her €110 a day. And that's like just not acceptable. So we raised the issue of childcare and the provision of childcare with the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform almost 4 weeks ago now. I've been in contact with them twice a week since. I've also written formally to the Chief Executive of the HSE and to the Minister on this matter. And there are now four departments, we understand, discussing it and consulting on it. The Department of the Taoiseach, the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, the Department of Children and Youth Affairs, and the Department of Health.
And they said they were working on it, Phil Ní Hé, didn't they? That they were working to find ways of easing the burden of childcare, particularly for nurses and people working in the health service.
Yes, and this is the point I'm making. For 4 weeks now, we've been told they've been working on it, and we now have four departments working on it, it would appear. So what I did on Friday was I put in a Freedom of Information request to see what exactly are they talking about. Because while they're talking, our members are actually paying money now to go to work. And that's simply not acceptable. I mean, nurses are saying to us, it's great, everybody is applauding what we're doing. They're applauding us in Dáil Éireann. But they're not making any effort to support us in getting to work and to make sure that we're not paying to get to work. They're
the
actually
notion,
paying more money now to get to work.
The notion, though, that you would have to put in a Freedom of Information request to find out what's happening about something in which you should be having direct negotiations with government about, it seems bizarre.
Absolutely, it is, and it's not acceptable. And I think there are many issues now where I think our members, nurses and midwives in the front line are saying, you know, why are we at the bottom of the priority list? Our job as their trade union is to raise with government these issues and to express the absolute necessity to have a real plan that works and that does not cost our members additional out-of-pocket expenses,
because
that's just simply not right.
There was a suggestion at the start of this crisis, when creches and other facilities were forced to close down by government, that a lot of those childcare workers now at a loose end would be employed to assist frontline health workers. What happened to that idea? I mean, it seemed a pretty obvious one.
Yes, and also, to be fair to childcare workers and to creche owners, we have got a number of emails from them saying, we've set up a Facebook page, we're here, can you link us in with your members so that we can provide our services to them? And that's very commendable, but I think what we are looking for is something formal and something that is absolutely driven by government, that's overseen by government. And the delay is not acceptable. And I would call on, I suppose, all of the politicians who are involved now in government formation talks, etc., to say, look, we're going to need nurses. We're going to need nurses to continue to go to work. And this is just makes no sense whatsoever. Have to sort it out. And we can't be waiting another week and getting emails saying, oh, it's been dealt with and people are talking about it. It's time now to move on it and to stop talking about it.
Moving on then to the personal protective equipment. We know that, and we heard from Paul Reid yesterday, the head of the HSE, that some 20% of the consignment from China wasn't of the required standard, but most of the rest of it has gone some way towards easing the shortage, would that be fair to say?
Well, I think the feedback from our members is certainly in the acute hospitals, things have improved somewhat. In the community and in the private nursing homes, as you've heard, there is a real shortage. There is, I suppose, also what we now have is we have the practice of re-sterilising some of the equipment. Now, we have secured last week from the HSE a commitment that that will not happen. It is suboptimal. It is not the best practice. But the only instance of sterilisation and repeat use of equipment can be for eye equipment that is capable of being sterilised at a high temperature. Now, the HSE admit to us that that is second best. Our position on this is very simple. We cannot have a situation where nurses or midwives are put at risk when they go to work. This is a very contagious virus. We know that. We have all the science. We've spoken to our colleagues in nursing organisations across Asia particularly, and they say to us that what saved the majority of their members from a very real poor outcome from going to work was the prioritisation of testing for healthcare workers and the prioritisation of personal protective equipment being available to those directly dealing with people in the front line. We wrote to the HSE again last week, and we have raised this with them on a number of conference call meetings. The idea that nurses can distance themselves to a level of 2 metres from patients just doesn't work. It doesn't work for midwives, and it doesn't work for nurses. It's not the nature of the way the job is done. So therefore, we've asked the HSE to ensure that masks are worn at all times by healthcare workers, particularly nurses and midwives, who are providing care, and that that distance of 2 metres is simply not possible.
And what's the response to that been?
Well, again, the response is mixed, because the wearing of surgical masks, one hospital, St James's in Dublin, for example, has said across the board everybody wears a mask. And they're right, and we support that. And we've asked the HSE to come out and make that policy across all of their services for two reasons. One, the testing we know is delayed, so we don't know who's positive and who isn't. So we have to assume that we are dealing with positive cases all of the time when we're interacting with patients. And we know, for example, that in certain locations like intensive care units, etc., the standard of mask has to be much higher. And we have to assume that that mask is available and has to be worn all of the time. And that is the practice in intensive care units, in emergency departments in the main. But we now have a situation where we are dealing in the community, and as we've seen in the private nursing homes, where testing is delayed, where we don't know if patients are positive or not. So we have to assume that they are and take the relevant precautions.
Yes, and that indeed, will save. Sorry to cut across you, Phil. I said at the outset or earlier on that there were 40 clusters now present. In fact, that number has risen, according to the latest figures being dispensed this morning, 57 clusters in nursing homes. And we know, for instance, there is this package of €72 million announced on Saturday by the minister in the fight against COVID-19. What's your understanding about how those funds are to be used?
Well, the truth of it is we don't know. We had a call with the HSE over the weekend. They tell us that they will have a breakdown of it on Wednesday and that they will present it to us on Wednesday of this week. What we have sought is that, for example, if I work in the public service and I am either an agency nurse or a directly hired nurse, in the event, or any healthcare worker for that matter, not just a nurse, if in the event that I'm that it's necessary for me to self-isolate, and because I'm awaiting a swab result or I have a positive swab result, there is provision there for me to maintain my salary. And we're seeking that the funding that is now made available to the private nursing homes ensures that nurses and other healthcare workers who work in private nursing homes have exactly the same treatment, and that their salary is fully paid to them, inclusive of their allowances, as their colleagues in the public service will receive. Agency nurses, also in the public service, a circular has issued from the HSE on the 2nd of April, stating that from the 12th of March, that will be the case for agency workers.
Right. In the press briefing yesterday, we heard that the HSE does not believe a majority of healthcare workers with COVID-19, it doesn't believe they've picked it up in work. Do you believe that is the case?
Well, we looked for specific breakdown of the figures, and the figures we had, the most recent ones, were that 31% of the total number of healthcare workers who are positive were nurses, and that 20% of those were cases that were traced back to their work. So they were acquired in hospital. So that would equate to about 63 nurses by our calculation. So we have written to the Chief Medical Officer and we've asked for that breakdown, and that's really important because we have to see where the contagion is happening in order to make sure that the protections the employer is putting in place are actually protecting.
Okay, Philney Hay, General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, thank you very much indeed for joining us.